Looking at a place and in your office, you could say, let me tell you, I learned. The people I work with on a daily basis, they were for me. I had no idea they were going to be okay with this. That we had never done a remote leadership type of a model before, and they were able to get people to the way they had. I just really liked the way they handled it with the people. But during the pandemic, everybody learned if it was about the people or if it was about the boss. Everyone learned about that during the pandemic. Next, it created a filtering process. And what I mean by filtering process is...
Hello. Today is Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020, and welcome to the Apochly podcast. So what's new, guys? I haven't really done one of these in a while, I guess for a couple of days. I did start a swing shift instead of a regular 9-to-5. And with that said, I am also going to be working longer hours and hopefully getting an extra day off during the week. So I'm trying to trying this out. I know my colleagues don't really appreciate it, but I'm just trying to figure out a way to get all my workload pushed out and get my personal life situated, because right now I don't feel like I have that balance. So this is an attempt to hopefully get that balance. So, you know, I don't think my colleagues really appreciate me going to the schedule, but for me it already seems to be more productive. I seem to be better mentally to work in a... I just think my body works better, my mind works better in an evening like schedule. And right now I'm actually on lunch. I went to my favorite Dragonfly store and just ran an errand before my lunch break ends. So I'm just heading home. I figured, hey, it would be a good time to do a podcast. Since I haven't done one in a while, I guess my problem is I don't know what I should talk about. I really haven't been following anything interesting. You know, I've been trying to get my stuff in order, my ducks in a row, so I can hopefully do better, well-produced content. Whether that means video content, you know, like on my phone, or whether that means... on YouTube, or sorry, I just got a little distracted. Okay, that's not for you. Okay, I'm going to actually run into Maverick Adventures First Stop. It's a non-paid advertisement because, you know, I need some energy to carry me throughout the rest of the day. Oh, I thought I just clicked out of this, so luckily I didn't put my mask on. And I'll be right back with you guys. Alright, we're back, fam. Sorry about that. Excuse me. This show back on the road. Oh, this guy isn't having a good day. Looks like he's seen better days. Oh man. Actually, I'm not looking forward to finishing my shift. I kind of just wish I was off, to be honest. At this point, I'm technically off. I guess I do have something to talk about. There's we have a Mount Olympus here in Utah, And I don't think it's Mount Olympus, but it's the one right next to it, or the one above it, or the one that leads into it. I'm not exactly sure, but it looks like it was on fire, you know, and you could see it from far away. It was pretty huge. And the smoke was just white smoke. You know, normally it's like an ashy, dark color. So I don't know if it was because there was a lot of pines up there and that was making it smoke green. But yeah, it wasn't normal. These guys doing weird. Anyways, yeah, I just went to the gas station. It looks like there's a new worker, a little paw girl, and she was just trying to get to know the manager, like this Mexican in his 30s, it looked like, you know. And he had a paisa accent, you know, and she was like, "Ah, yeah, so do you have any hobbies?" You know, like completely ignoring that there's customers around. Like, these are the type of conversations that you definitely want to have. Maybe, you know, maybe you don't have. That sucks. There's a car that's breaking down. He has his flashers on, but it looks like he can only go like 25 miles an hour. Just kind of hate being in that situation in his little Honda Civic. So apparently he's trying to get it home, but it's going very slowly. I don't know if it's a wheel that's gone or something, but should definitely try and pull over if, you know, but hope he makes it home. Oh, he does have a flat tire. I guess he's trying to make it to the, should have turned right. There's a tire place right there. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm ready to get some sleep, I'll tell you that, but have a couple more hours. So yeah, I don't know what happened to that fire. Why did it start? I did point out that we haven't heard from Smokey the Bear in a very long time, you know, and I think it's time to bring Smokey the Bear back. I heard that he was a really big thing in the 80s. You know, he actually, I think someone mentioned he was born, supposedly, like the lore goes, September 1st, 2000, and, or 1950. You know, so he's been around for a long time, Smokey the Bear. Supposedly he's a black bear. I just remember him being a brown bear, so I don't know how he's a black bear, but you know, he's been around for a while, you know, and I think maybe we need to start doing more advertisements, because I haven't seen him, you know, and only we can prevent forest fires, you know, and if there's not a bear cartoon instilling that in ourselves and our children, then, you know, we're going to keep having these fires. It's funny, because I was talking to the security guard before I left, and he mentioned that he has, like, land, his family, his kids have land out there in Portland, and, or not Portland, just outside of Portland, but it's kind of secluded, and there's a lot of fires going on there, and he basically told me that, that the protesters started those fires, you know, and I was like, wow, you know, that's freaking stupid, you know, like, why would you do that? That doesn't make any sense. And then turns out that Joe Rogan might have started that rumor, because he mentioned it on his podcast with Tim Kennedy, I think. And then what happened was everyone, you know, fired back at Joe, and now they're wanting his Spotify episodes to have citations and this and that, and it's just not very very appealing. You know, he just switched over to his Spotify so he can keep doing whatever he wants. and get away from that corporate environment, those rules that YouTube is enforcing on Joe that obviously he doesn't like. You know, it's just kind of ironic that he's kind of screwed in that regards. So I'm home. I'm actually in my neighborhood, and it reminds me there was a kid got hit recently in my neighborhood, or yesterday. Blocked off, you know, the firefighters had to block out the entrance because this happened like in the entrance of my neighborhood, and it's not good. Definitely never like to see any children get go through stuff like that. Let's see. Just a little bit better. Here. So I'm gonna go back to work. Oh man, that's annoying. I was hoping that it would end at an even number so I can just end the podcast. But since it's not, I'm gonna just keep this going and talk to you guys a little bit more. So what should we talk about? Oh, there's a game tonight. Lakers versus... what game is tonight? Is it... No, it's not the East. Is it the East? Yeah, so maybe Heat and Boston. So that should be a good game. Who you guys got? I really think the Heat will take this one, but we'll see. I don't know. Boston is good. Anyways, you guys have a great evening. I love you guys. Take care. Bye.